Hello, whoa,
Hello.
hello.
Hello, my darling. Hello, my darling.
Okay, so how much should we get into it? Because I think I could get into, but it's not good.
You bring it into it.
Why do I always feel like such a dirty, terrible person after masturbating?
I don't know, just something about like I don't know. Here's the thing though. I agree with you, but if I think about it at all, I feel horrible, but I just try to like ride out the I just try to like ride it out and not think about it.
You'd like to ride it?
I like to juice it.
Okay, what do you mean ride it out? Like
Like
after I
I da da
nut.
da 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 whatever, and then I'm like, okay, there's a balled up sock in my mouth, and
Girl, then you should be. See, you should be proud of that. You're really getting into it.
but
Maybe
then,
I would feel less bad if I like didn't masturbate so often and so like poorly. And, like with just like porn that does not make me feel good.
yeah. See, that's the thing. I have. What's crazy is there's a the variation in the masturbatory experience and having sex experience. Both are a long spectrum, from like
Yes.
barely getting there and being like, well, that sucks, I feel terrible, and like having the most like, wow, I don't know if I've felt this good in my entire life.
Yeah, like literally, like, I never want to have sex again because that was the best ever.
And
Or
that
I
was,
never want to stop having sex.
but then
I
like
do want to
if.
talk about. Oh.
Oftentimes, if I
And.
did do that and then I stop and then I think about, I don't know what I think about what I was doing when I was thinking about or something or whatever, and I'm like, that is cringe or like that is like wrong or something, or like not that I think it is right now, but in the shadow, there's just no shade in the shadow of the cross, you know what I mean?
Would you let your butthole get bitten?
Would you like, if you want to get
Would you like me to bite your butthole?
you want to get your cock milked at the white party at Bride
The
Diva?
white party. Getting your cock milked at the white party is like a perfect description of the Republican Party right now.
Mama. That's so true.
I do want to talk about like what it is like to actually have sex, but I think where I want to start, let's make this the sex episode.
The sex episode. Okay, perfect.
Like, we need to make it long, and it needs to be, I don't know, this is a treat for the listeners.
Yeah, this is a special peak. This is a
So
peak,
we
you
should
know.
get into like what sex is like to experience, but first, I gotta ruin it. We should talk about how society feels about sex.
Oh, mama.
Because isn't that also like kind of like.
That picture of that guy with that porn actor. That's how society thinks.
Well, I just feel like, okay, and I'm gonna talk and say call myself a gay man because, like I really do live in faggot space
And you
on
have the
Grindr,
right
at
to say
least.
so. Yeah.
Mama,
Here's the thing on Grindr, it's
if anyone
so.
ever tells me I don't,
Yeah.
I'll suck their cock.
Yeah,
Oh,
definitely.
really?
The thing
So
is,
you
like,
suck your.
it's interesting. I'm on Grindr. I'm like, oh, that's a fag. That's not, like, it says trans, but, like, that's a fag. And then some people are, like, clearly trans.
Yeah, some people are clearly trans. Crazy. That's
But, like,
fucking nuts.
I don't know. On
No,
Grindr,
I get
some
what you're
people are like
saying.
trans, non-binary, and I'm like, you suck dick, and you like to have your dick sucked, which is not a problem.
No, I think that maybe like that what you're pointing out is that Grindr is the meeting of two of many different worlds. Like as not everyone is confined to those. You or I, we're like we kind of exist beyond labels,
Yeah.
where we're fags and trans. But
Yeah.
you're also a dyke. Can
A
I say that
fag.
word?
A fact to take for the sexual.
You collecting all the queer slurs like the Chaos Emeralds.
Yeah, you mean the Chaos Emerald. Chaos
Like
Emerald.
Chris Chan.
Much like Christian.
Oh,
Much like Christian, I am also trans.
much like Chris Chan, I'm also cringe, and I don't care.
Much like Christian, I have greasy hair that I don't get cut.
I just wish that I could erase Christian from my mind. I didn't need to know about that. I was
I'm
pure when I didn't know
losing
about that.
my mind. The
It's
sun
like
comes. That song
psychoanalysis. I
about
didn't need to
Christian.
know.
The sun comes up.
I
I
still
think
got you
about you.
so. It's like I'm losing my mind. That guy at Tavern did it way too high up. Way too high
I
up.
know.
I like it, and I still ate it, but.
Yeah,
We
too.
were actually talking about something. I was going to say focused.
I said,
Oh, we're talking about Grindr. Well, it's just everyone there is looking for sex. That's the one thing that we can all agree on. But I was talking to one of my hookups, that straight guy, and he was like, "Yeah, one time I found a woman." This is how he said it. A woman messaged me, and I was like a cis woman. He was like, "Yeah," and she sent me like a pic of her vagina, and I was like, "Oh, like a pussy pic right off the bat."
Oh my
And he was
God.
like, "Why would people do that?" And I correctly said, "I was like, okay, well, you're the only cis woman on Grindr. That's gonna work some of the time, you know? Like,
Mama,
she's
that's so
cornering the
funny.
market. She's cornering the market." And
No,
I was
she
like,
is.
"See, because sometimes." You're gonna talk to a guy who's gonna be like, "You know what? Yeah, I will fuck your pussy
Know what?
today."
I would like
And
to
he was
munch.
like, "To be honest, I was gonna respond, but then she asked for money." And I was like, "See? See?
Mama, Jen.
I should be a sexologist."
Gen 3. Are you Jen, Daddy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just think it's that, like, Grindr.
Oh, did you like my Jen and his son?
I didn't get it. So I was
Jen.
stupid.
No,
Yeah.
Jen like Jen, and
Oh,
his
like
son
Jenny
like
Innocent?
Anth. Yeah. But it's Jen and his son.
Jen and his son? Not. Mama,
Yes.
you get up two different puns that are not related.
They are related.
How are they related?
He has a stepson, and he's gonna give me money.
Okay, so both of the sons are gonna give the man and his son is the drag queen.
The drag queen encapsulates that vibration.
Of being Jen and having a son. Of being
Yes,
two different people.
mama. Oh my
But
God.
I feel like, okay. I just feel like the way society feels about sex in America, because I don't know how other countries feel about sex, but
Yeah.
here, I don't know. Well, I was listening a little bit back to our episode where I talked about critical race theory.
Oh,
We're
mama.
gonna get canceled for this. No, but I'm serious. The critical race theorists were like said the most milquetoast thing. They were like, yeah, actually, people in America are obsessed with race. And I feel like that is also true with sex.
That's
Not
so
like
funny.
sex as in
Right, but like sex sells.
like chromosomes, but having sex. People in America, well, if you think about it also, like the first people to come over here and kind of establish the American government or what would become it, the politics of our regime, it was a group of genocidal white racists who wanted to practice their fundamentalist, sexist, sex suppressing cult in private from the prying eyes of the British king, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's like those people were freaks.
Oh,
So
I
it makes
know.
sense. But I guess I don't get, like, it would make sense to me if we just felt negative about sex and everything, because like there's a psychological aspect too, which is, it's what Freud calls the death drive.
Oh, yeah.
But not, well, it's not the only part of it, but
What about the dick drive?
it's. No, but like, see, for it, it's like, why are people ambivalent about sex? And do you think that we can chalk that all up to culture? That like, culture makes us hate sex? Do you think that like, living in a state, like, do you think the Edenic state has no negative feelings about sex? Like, do you think that that's a human imposition?
The human imposition on what exactly?
On sex.
Oh, on it, yeah.
Sex exists beyond humanity, I would say, right?
Yeah.
And do you think that we are like kind of psychologically primed to feel sex, to feel ambivalent about sex, or do you think that it's just a product of our like culture and raising and how we are and how sex is like talked to at us about us, you know? Do you understand what I'm
I
saying?
think probably more the second one.
That like it's we just it like our negative reaction is like inculcated by society.
Yeah.
But it's like also okay, if you hate sex, then just hate it, right? Like
Yeah, but like I don't think, here's the thing, like I feel like my experience was that, yeah, I was taught this insane, sort of barring any other tragic details, but like all
you
sex
can
ed I,
tell us any tragic details if you
all
want.
the sex ed that I ever had was this bag represents the vagina, and this baby
The
represents the baby. When you have a baby, the baby comes out and you cut the umbilical cord. Now go back to class. Like literally nothing.
it was about anatomy,
Yeah.
or it was STDs.
It's always about
Now.
anatomy. But that's like
Okay,
so
we passed around
indifferent.
this
I mean,
M&M.
but
Now who wants
the
to eat
thing is,
it?
listen, I am a testosterone experiencing teenager. What do you think I was doing every other period in the bathroom, mama?
Jerking it, jerking
Jorkin it, just
it. Mama, I used to jack it sometimes in the Kenyan, in the bathroom in Olin Library.
oh, fierce.
Like, not even like a single stall one, which I would usually do, but if it was like late.
Oh, mama,
Yeah, I would sometimes do it in the
you
men's
relate that
restroom and
bath
just like.
the bathroom with the stall, the urinal, and it's like tiled and it's the sort of by the
Yes, on the
stacks,
third floor.
mama. Yeah, the third floor,
Yes,
mama. We're
bitch, yes.
Spit sisters
Yeah.
and there, mama.
I was horny, horny.
Mama, I'm horny.
But I just feel like.
Yeah, I
Like,
don't know.
sex
I
is
feel like some people have
necessary.
to behave as if they're indifferent about sex, like women. Like, if a woman's like, I want to get my pussy slammed, then generally, like bad men, but
People
many men are bad.
freak.
They're like, well,
Like,
you're
and
disgusting.
women,
You must
too.
have STDs.
Yeah. Even in the gay community, which is largely, much more
The slay
positive about
community.
sexuality
Yeah.
is still really sex negative, I feel like.
Yeah, probably. I don't know, like, it's like what the whole thing is about, but, like, for some reason, it's.
Why do you think, okay, I have two questions, kind of like a general human question and then a specific American question. Like, well, I have a comment about America.
Yeah, but I mean, like, so the people who hate themselves and sex, like Ben Shapiro, like, well, once every quarter, I take my penis and I rub it so that it gets nice and hard, and then I go to my vagina, I mean my wife, and I pour baby oil, castor oil, coconut oil all over it, and then
No, he's not using oil. He doesn't want it to be wet.
oh, that's right. I take some sandpaper and I polish my wife's vagina, and then I put my pee-pee in there, and I burst immediately into 1,000 sperms, and then I pull it out and I run away from her saying, "Don't touch me."
Yeah.
You know? So it's like that's those people who are they hate that, but they're obsessed with like trans kids. You know what I mean? Like they are obsessed.
Well, I
And
guess I
that's
would say
and for
that the
whatever reason, they actually I would argue
No,
that
that's
it's not about them being trans. They just want to think about that, and they're using this as an excuse.
Oh, I would say that. Well, that's what Mother says that in her video about Satanism, that moral panic is the porn of the Puritan, of the moralist. And that it's just that this obsessing about anything bad, you just want to think about that. I don't want to think about all these things that are bad, you know? I have to force myself to do that. Why are you spending time to make up a problem just so? And I would say that you can release sexual feelings without necessarily masturbating. So, it is enough for
Tell me
them to
more.
just obsessively
Oh, true.
think about
Yeah.
trans people and our bodies and us as both sexually appealing and dangerous and predatory and
Right.
also vulnerable,
Exactly. To be
occupying
dominated.
kind of occupying this space where we're so hyper paradox like hyperbolic, paradoxically, powerful, sexually and physically powerful and dominant, and yet also demands domination. I guess the way that they do it is by putting this through sex. If it was just, oh, all these trans people are winning at sports, you'd be like, damn, that's kind of cool. And you see a trans woman dunking on winning the Super Bowl. I mean, yeah, that's right. That's what they're really afraid of,
Mama.
is that trans women would stay in men's sports but actually win. That's what, they don't want that, but that could happen.
They're like at the Olympics. It's like, let me think. What's a funny image? Like, they're at the Olympics and they're doing like female martial arts, and in this scenario, for some reason, they let the trans woman be in a different weight class, and she's like 250 pounds, and there's this like 120 pound woman, and she just like slams her into the ground, and they're like, "Ooh, that's pretty tough." But you know those laws that tell us we have to give trans people whatever they want, yeah. And it's like
But
that's
that's
not what trans
literally
people want, you know what I mean? It's like that's
no,
not the
that's the propaganda about what's her name? Iman Khalid,
Oh,
literally
Khalid.
showing her as a demon. And of
I know,
course it's
it's
both
insane.
racist too.
Yeah, it is.
There's no non-racist
Do you
explanation
remember when they
for
transvestigated the Statue of
that.
Liberty?
They should have. She's
Just walk me. They
Kanye
were like, "You see that hand? Ooh, mama. The
and
face, the
her
nose,
jawline.
the brow ridge. Do you see that? She's holding a book. Only a trans woman would
See,
read."
this is how I know that. Because, that's what, the Statue of Liberty to me is, what, Martha Washington looked like, or whatever
I
her
know,
name
it's
was.
so funny.
That's what all of the founding fathers' wives were, the leading ladies. I don't know. They all looked like the Statue of Liberty, and then they were crusty and had huge noses.
Yeah, so true.
Wait, but it's kind of going back to sex. I guess, perversion is this is like a very like just calling something perverted. They don't use that word, obviously, but by saying that something is sexually perverse, they can be like, oh, that's nasty. How dare they do that? How dare he put his dick inside his butthole and turn it around until he comes and then makes a cream and then put it on an ice cream cone? That's nasty. And it's like a way of engaging in that while also disavowing it.
Yeah, exactly. That's so
It's
smart.
just like it, well, it's just like, I mean, and then it just makes it seem like they're projecting.
Totally.
Oh, these trans kids are trying to, or whatever. It's like, you're right. This person doesn't think about trans people so much as they like think about children.
Also, this is an example, but I'm going to do it sort of differently. For this example, I'm talking about an adult trans woman, like in her 20s to 30s. Just people would be like, oh, she's taking all this medicine. It's going to make her all soft and slick and have no body hair. Oh, her penis is going to get so small and tiny, I can't even see it. Like, that's what they're like, that's
It's
whether
how
they
they
know it or not,
sound.
that's how they're approaching the question.
Well, and the way they talk about trans men too, especially cis women, oh, the low fertility. It reveals both like a kind of like enviousness about men. You know, it's like, oh, you're just jealous because this person it would be happy being a man, and you wish that you had the societal position of being a man. You know, like these two things are not at all related. Or it's like you totally projecting and being like, oh, well, like just women can't even figure out that they're like what their gender is. They need to be told by someone else. These people are being manipulated. You know, but I do think that when you bring it back to it being sexual, well, I guess like I think that conservatives, well, I don't know. Do you like conservatives still feel they seem like almost unwilling to sexualize trans men in the way that they sexualize trans women? Am I wrong about that though? Am
No,
I just
I
missing
think
something?
you're kind of right. But
Like, I mean, I would
I'm
say
quick
that
though.
the focus on fertility is sexual in nature, but it's like sexually adjacent.
Yeah, but so like, I have to. I think something to say about that whole like, oh, the birth rates and everything. It's like I don't know what exactly I would say is like contributing, but I'm like 32 at this point, I think. And then in my college friend group, from college, like main group from college, one there's let's see, one, two, three, four, like five or six couples. One couple have a baby already. Another couple are pregnant. That's already like one, like more than a third of the couples.
I
And
do think
they're
that's.
probably not going to do like 10 babies, but guess who would be? Any poor white person who's Catholic. You know what I mean? So it's like
I
people are
do
having
think that gay
babies, and
people.
smart people are having babies, which means that stupid people are also having a lot of babies.
Well, I mean, the white supremacists don't want, quote unquote, stupid people having babies.
But that's their
And I
audience.
think that, well, when I say quote unquote stupid people, they mean like black and brown
Oh,
people.
I see.
Like it's it, there's never a non-racist like end game here.
Right,
You know,
right,
it's just how racist is it? What do they want? You know,
Yeah,
like what's
exactly.
the like fantasy at the end of the road?
What is
Because
this?
I would say that for most of these conservatives and even a lot of Democrats, the fantasy at the end of the road is a lot of people's like autocracy,
My
like
fantasy? Oh,
even
yeah.
liberalism, like kind of demands an autocratic under like a and a marginalized underclass.
Yeah. I have to say my ultimate like fantasy about the position of white supremacy is like instant payback, where some guys are working on like the side of a building, and I don't know, they're not white, but that's important to the story, but it doesn't matter. That the much matters that they're not white, and some guy comes up like, oh, you're not doing that right, and starts like trying to tell them how to do their job from under the scaffolding, and a big cinder block falls accidentally and literally smashes his brain into 500 pieces. You know,
That's your like
I want
kind
to
of
see him die. But then also I
that's
have
your
some
porn.
baggage when it comes to like men who are white and old telling people what to do.
Like white racist men. Yeah. Oh.
When can we have some meat?
I'm trying to get to white slavery. I'll be the
Oh,
first. I'll
mama.
do it. I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
Everything today is better be yada, better, 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 jazz age.
Well, I think that honestly,
Beauty.
could you
Oh,
like,
Jimmy. Pretty boy.
I think
One
what
eye
people
good, one
fear
helpless.
about slavery, and
We should
especially the
watch Barely
sexual
Not a
aspect
Million,
of
the movie.
slavery, is a kind of like cultural fear and guilt
Oh,
that
mama.
shows up in how white people consume media and how we
That's
consume
the
media.
goods, mama.
That like that the kind of historic, well, here's what I'll say, that both white women and white men's like guilt
Yes.
about white people's guilt about the sexual exploitation of, Native and Black people here. And then also poor people in general, and continuing, like people like our society uses things like SVU and just like how much rape and sexual violence is in our cultural like stuff, but
Oh, mama.
always again disavowed. It's always solved. It's always focused on because it's a way for people
SVU, baby. SVU.
to like work through their both guilt, like the guilt at having aided and abetted systems that do that. Because like obviously like because this like and that like the focus on like sexual exploitation, victimization, like all this stuff, like is both a like past guilt but also like present. Because obviously you have people who are like they're not doing it. They're not like trafficking like teens, but they are looking the other way when they encounter violence and abuse. Like that happens so often in our society.
Yeah.
And then the way people vent that, like, and I don't want to speak to other cultures because I don't know if like sexual violence, like if that is culturally dependent, if ours is worse than anywhere else. It certainly, no, it's better than anywhere else. But it's, again, it's a way to disavow this feel the feeling of guilt. But like again, a cultural disavowal. Look, we care about this. This is important, but in reality, we perpetuate this,
Yeah.
And I think you can see it in like focus things that focus on sexual purity going way back, even like into the 18th century. Just they're not as overt as things are now, but I do. Yeah, I just think that well, I do kind of generally think that sex and violence in our society are like so tied together
Yeah.
that like the way women and men are expected to interact with each other, the way that like sex and violence are like played out both like publicly and privately, like
And the
I really just think that
theater,
we're
the
obsessed.
theater of the mind.
Yeah, or whatever, or in the theater of the quotidian. Kill me, kill me.
Mama T.
I think that people are obsessed, and they and that art helps them release negative feelings, like purge negative feelings, and affirm like positive values. Or what people feel are positive values, because people just don't want to admit that they're horny as fuck,
That's true.
because I do think that the people who kind of admit, okay, what I'll say, and I don't want to move off of society, but I've become at least a little happier since I acknowledge that I'm like obsessed with sex and that it's like ruining my life and I can't stop thinking about it. Like at least I'm not like denying that, like it has
Now,
helped me.
tell me, if society were structured differently, would your perspective on your interest in sex shift in such a way that would make you not feel bad about, like, not feel guilty about it?
Perhaps. I mean,
Yeah,
it both depends
that's the
on how
question that
much you
I
find.
ask about everything. It's like, listen, if disabled people were actually given money to survive and thrive, you wouldn't question it. You know? My mom would be like, good for you. If I got $2,000 a month, she'd be like, good for you. And I'd be like, great. But the second that I asked, you know what I mean? It's a problem. People use the current structures in place to argue against
Any kind of food.
trans people, gay people, all that sort of stuff. And it's like, okay, but like, if you're gonna do that, then, well, I don't know. It's just like, don't know. That's just how I feel about a lot of things that expectations people have and stuff like that. Like, do you find that your sort of time is being capitalized, or would you rather be doing something else? Because like, I don't think it's bad to have sex instead of watching The Office over and over again. Do you know what I mean?
It does feel neurotic, like I have to say. But I think your point, just like being, even though I feel weird about it, doesn't mean that your point doesn't stand. I think generally you're right that like we internalize feelings of guilt pointlessly, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that
But
also something that is a problematic structure in this country is the way people use the word addict.
oh my God.
Know what I mean? But it's also like people use that for behavior too, which is weird to me. Because it's like you or someone having a lot of sex and doing it as often as possible or whatever, even if the guys aren't ideal or even sort of subpar.
Even if it makes me unhappy.
Ultimately, I don't know if that's related to guilt or, but anyway, like, it's different than, like, say, addiction to, let's say someone's addicted to heroin or like Tina, that
Well,
the usage of that, not just the societal sort of surrounding things, which are also risky, just the usage of the substance, which could be replaced with something else that's not as damaging. The usage of that substance, period, if it's pure, is gonna fuck you up horribly, and you're probably gonna say during withdrawal, like, oh, this wasn't worth it. And then there's all the social stuff, which doesn't just include like all people you're around or people who take stuff from you or blah blah blah, but also the fact that street drugs are being cut with more and more dangerous things like crocodile, fucking fentanyl,
or like
bleach.
xylazine.
Yeah. So like, and the reason that the drugs are so bad on partially is the US government, FBI, but also because there's so much border like insanity that it's harder for pure stuff to come through. And then I don't know, it's just like to drive me crazy. But like when you're doing sex, even if you're having, let's say, safer sex or slightly less safe sex, I don't know, it just doesn't feel like a behavior that should be looked at or felt guilty about compared to
Like, if
like,
it's not wrong.
yeah, I don't think it's wrong. I think that, like, for example, let's say, I don't know, let's say you really, well, actually you do. So let's say you fucking love lobster. You're like, bitch, where's the lobster? I need it. And
Yeah. Fucking
like,
love lobster.
any chance you get, like lunch, dinner, if there's a lobster roll place around the corner, you're getting the big one. If there's a frozen lobster tail at the grocery store, you're getting five.
Yeah.
But the lobster is good. It's lean and it's tasty and you prepare it well and it's safe. And but the problem is that people think that you're not getting a balanced diet, that you should eat something else. People think that you're being spurious with your money, that you should save it or do something else with it. All of these feelings, for me at least, are coming from other people who are being assholes and basically trying to control a gay person's behavior. I don't know. I think that if we're going to talk about how you feel about this behavior, I want to hear it outside a little bit outside, inside, basically outside the realm of like gay people being catty and like anti-sex or like the
Yeah, but I don't
doctor.
think I can, I don't think I can separate those two.
So it is
Partially
social,
because I think
social.
lots of people bring it into the bedroom, their
Yeah.
feelings about sex.
True. But like what let's say well, okay,
Social,
would you feel
sorry.
different if the gay community was like, "Oh, great, you had sex, that's awesome. I'm so glad. I hope it was good." Or if, would you feel different if
No. No, but I'm neurotic. Like
I know.
if we're doing a like a what's it called? A psychoanalysis of me, it's different than what we should say for society.
There's a universe out there where, I don't know, more people are having sexy sex.
Yeah.
And so, it's all relative. Often these questions are relative to the conditions of this, of like the, where you are. Like, what if you were on that planet, that, Mark Death is from?
In Stars?
Yeah.
God, I can't remember what it's called.
I don't either, but there's a literally a beautiful indoor garden to fuck in.
Yeah. Would I feel better about sex? Yeah. If
So
I lived on that planet.
I understand. So I'm just trying to sort of break down to like the core of what it is. I do not believe is wrong. However, there's layers and layers, like an onion, like an ogre over it. So, and I understand it. So I understand. I get it now that you really can't address the core of it without also going through all of these other things. People bringing their baggage, the gay community, the straight community,
My baggage. I mean, and
why
my
we
baggage is
all
probably the
want to
biggest part of
come unit.
it. But so what, what's your question at the end of that?
The question at the end of that is how,
How do I feel
if you
about
have
sex?
it, if you have a, if you sort of would be interested in feeling more neutral or better about the practice, it's diff. That's a different question. That's a different question from, well, do you want to have less sex so that you don't? I think having less sex is like, that's like the,
Oh,
that's
no.
puritanistic.
And honestly, admitting that I was obsessed with it was the first thing that let me stop feeling bad about having a lot of it.
Oh, good. It's just also here's another example that I can stop doing examples, but
No, do example.
there's fucking fags out there who have a house they own and a basement, and in the basement there's $700,000 worth of Lego.
Mom, that's Paul and Ben.
Lego. Oh, bitch, so true.
I thought you were going to say there's a person locked up,
Oh,
and
mom, I
he's
wish.
just sitting.
So, I guess it's just there's different things in society that being obsessed with are approached differently. That's like, oh, I love your hobby and you're so creative. They should say that about having sex.
But they won't.
Right. But anyway, it's like, I think it's easier to approach the question if we sort of are agreed upon ethically that the core of it is not bad or guilty or shameful or anything like that. But however, people bring their whole world into that sometimes, into you sometimes, and vice versa. And there's complications, and then there's a straight guy who wants to get pizza. He sucks, but you go to pizza anyway.
Well,
I
I
think that
needed
here's
to
the
get
thing. I think
pizza
future.
because I was gonna take a DoxyPep afterwards
Oh.
to be safe, and I was like, I need to have some food.
Gotcha.
And he said he would buy me the pizza, so I was like,
Oh, yeah.
fine, whatever.
I see.
But
So, oh, fuck, I just had something and I forgot what I was going Well.
he also, it's like you'd only have money in cash, but you have several motorcycles. Okay. Why don't you ride one of your motorcycles over here? So, like, it's not very believable. Like, it's like, okay, I'll take your word for it. Like, I'm not gonna call anyone on that because I really just don't care that much.
Mama,
But
I
it's
think.
so funny how men will be like, well, like, I don't even know if they're lying or they're telling the truth, but they will just say stuff that does not, like,
I know,
they'll talk
Mama.
crazy at you and then, like, pretend like they're not talking crazy. Like, I talk crazy all the time. I've been talking crazy.
Kids in
I
school
have socially
love.
transmitted crazy talk. My boyfriend is in the tanning community and he owns a tanning salon, and he doesn't let me tan at his salon for free, but he lets other girls in the tanning community tan at his salon for free. But so I go to a different tanning salon, but you know how there are no secrets in the tanning salon community, so everyone talks about it, and I just like wanted to go to the tanning salon for free.
Yeah. I think we need
And
to take
men.
advice. I think that we should commit to trying to do this thing more, which is I don't want to not enjoy something for more than 5 minutes ever.
It's actually kind of not at work.
Yes, exactly, Mama. It's like I'm happy to support and text you and stuff like that, but if you want that man gone, you stand up, you say, okay, bye, have a good night, you have to go.
No, I need to be a grown up about it. And I need to be like, I need to be a grown up about it.
It's just kind of
But I'm also offended when a guy nuts and leaves.
tough. You're like, you
Like,
didn't want to
he didn't
stay. I
want
wanted to tell you to
to
leave.
stay. No, really, what I want to go for round two. Hello?
Oh,
Why
gee.
does no one ever want to go for round two?
That's crazy. I don't know. They don't have it in them.
I just, men are.
Horrible.
They're horrible. The horrible porridge.
It's I feel like does your therapist have any insight
On men or on sex?
on smacks?
I'm not really even able to talk completely openly with
Yeah,
my
I hear you.
therapist about sex. Like, I'm more open with my therapist than I am with almost anyone. I may be more open with my therapist than I am with you.
Are you more open with your therapist than you are with the people on the pod listening at home? Shout out.
Yes.
Shout out to a girl whose name starts with
Josh.
H.
Josh, if you're listening,
Baba
you know the
Josh.
real deets.
Wouldn't that be fierce if your therapist, like after a year, was like, I've been listening to a podcast the entire time, and it's
I told
time.
him what it was.
Fierce.
If he wanted to
Welcome to the
come
Kelly
on the
Mantle
pod,
Show. I'm Kelly Mantle.
I would blur your voice.
Mama, fierce.
I would get, well, I wouldn't do it. I would make Anna do it. But my therapist, if you're out there,
My Sharona, if you're out there, does this sound like Shakira?
Sherry! Sorry.
Are you in
Son
a
of
room?
son of son of son
Son
of
of
son
son son
son of son
son. I was literally on some sort of transportation the other day. Son of son
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 of
of
son.
son son of son
That's
son
me
of
on the
son.
bus up into New York. That's
Literally. Well, we should plan our
well
New York
so
tippy.
yes, we should. Second thing.
Did you know that in Australia they call ta like the game of tag Tiggy? Isn't that cute?
I don't like that.
Oh, I want to play Tiggy. Oh, Tiggy's not interesting. We're playing cricket, or whatever.
Okay, so you learned this from watching Bluey.
That's right. Son of son
Nasty,
of son of
nasty,
son of son of
nasty.
son son
I'm
of
kidding.
son. Oh, the. In my
My
community,
neighbors
the
are gonna kill me.
fan art of the adult characters, like the parents, mama, they have no.
That's what.
I was like, respect Bluey, but then I was like, whatever.
Oh, I know. I thought you were talking about the men animals, the manimals that you sent me.
The Danimals?
You just sent me some pictures of animals, and they all look like men. I was gonna be like, I'm this one, but.
Oh. What about that picture of that pug that has like weird face disease and it says, every day is another step towards the endless cycle of misery? Or step into.
Oh, the what?
That one?
Two packages.
Where are you? Where are you?
Wait, tell me,
Huh?
can you still hear me all right?
Show me to me, Rachel, please. Tell me to me.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh. And that's else. I'm
Hello? You're buzzing.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry, there are some packages that my boyfriend got me got shipped. They're not for me though. My boyfriend shipped me something.
You know what's funny?
What?
What do you, how do you feel about the those people who have, they've like grown out their nails instead of clipping them, they turn the clippers 90 degrees and make little shreds.
Oh, bitch,
I
that's
think
so
that's pretty
fierce.
fierce. It's so cunty. It's
That's like, you're
sickening
ready
and
to
it's sickening.
fight. You're ready to get something stuck under your nails.
Oh, mama, and it's gonna be my nail.
It's your human flesh.
Oh, I had a sort of moment of clarity and wisdom the other day. Do you want to hear
Yeah.
it? I wrote it down, but I don't know where I lost it. So basically, the idea is practice or ritual, witchcraft, magic, meditation or whatever.
We got
This especially.
magic to do.
Especially with like magic and ritual and stuff. I think a lot of people are like, I need this to happen, or I need to influence someone to do this, or I need blah, blah, blah. The thing about ritual is that it's not about influencing other people or other things or the world around you. Ritual is a practice that allows you to be prepared to do the right thing at the right time.
Interesting. I like that. And I definitely agree that it does that. That it is about center. Like, I think that, like, especially when you think of something like prayer, it's a way of shaping your own mind to
Right.
be oriented towards something. But I do also, like, I don't know, I am not so,
I mean, I
I
want to
don't think.
believe.
Yes, exactly. Like, thoughts and prayers, that means nothing to me. But at the same time, like keep that energy out there. Just do other shit too, because you never know who's gonna hear your prayer. And like,
True.
just because it like it's like a, I don't know, like you hear from like a, I don't know. Oh, I got this job at a law firm. I know a lawyer who is going to help my friend with a legal name change. Like, it's like a, she like whispered that out into the world
Yes, team.
a very long time ago. And I didn't hear that prayer or whatever, or that manifestation, that ritual. But like, I guess that like, maybe that's kind of the power of like self influence, like that is exactly what you're saying, but it
It's
like
interesting to think about the like your the body that you occupy and the headspace and everything like that. That stuff is all traveling through time in the universe, and it was stardust and it will be stardust. Like is it so crazy to imagine that things outside of your body right next to you or down the hall or outside could have an impact that you wouldn't understand, but that if you practice certain ways, Who knows? I mean, freaking
Yeah,
light is
exactly.
both a particle and a wave. And when you look at it, it's like cartoon. You're like, no, I'm not gonna look at it. It's like, well, let me take a look. And you're like, particles. I knew it. And then you look away and you're like, wait a minute, waves?
See, and I agree with that, but
Waves
also
don't die, don't especially in the moment.
like light to me is life force, it's energy, it's like soul. Like life isn't a particle, light isn't a particle or a wave. Light is life.
Yes.
Like I'm just like I don't operate in that science realm, and I respect people who do. And I also want to caution against turning to ritual in the face of in desire for systemic change.
Yeah.
Like that is not like ritual should be turned to when you have nothing else. You know?
Right, or if
Like,
it's a
or
personal
like
practice.
alongside everything else that you do. But but that's my only problem with it.
Something also that I like about silent practice is I don't know, if you're in your headspace or you're speaking in the voice inside your head, like at this point, like not even Elon Musk can get in there. And in fact, I would gut him and hang his intestines up to dry while his brain continued to operate because I would pump blood through the system. I would pump blood through the system so that his brain would
I love
continue
to pump
operating.
blood
He
in
could
the
see,
system.
if he would feel everything down his nervous system and see his organs drying in the sun until I decide that he may die, and then he will die. Oh, this isn't my pod. We're recording this. Damn. In Minecraft. That's parody.
That's a parody. I kind of like wish
Didn't think
that.
about that, and it's not, it's not like I think about it ahead of time or anything all the time.
The good thing is that you'll never be able to accomplish that, so there's no way. What was
Right.
that noise?
A
What was
mama.
that? What was that?
I'm sucking up the
Oh, I thought
juice.
that that was the. I thought that that was like you flushing the toilet or
I
like.
wish.
Like making a massive, massive shit.
I'm flushing the toilet. Oh, mama. When I lay on the correct side for my farts to escape, that's my happy place. Let the
But
fart
so
escape now. Little fart escape. So I set up a little mixing studio. So I'm gonna
with
try
what
to
room?
get
Like
galore. I didn't
where?
mean to
In
have
your
much
toilet? In the
bitch.
shower. Please, not the shower.
Oh, mama, I have a table. I have a table at the end of my bed. A
Oh, yeah,
desk.
you do.
And I will be mixing and playing around with keyboard and stuff. So like I'm trying to
No
think about like
comments.
huh?
No comments.
No comment. Do you want the files or not, huh?
What, do I want the what?
The files or not. The
I
bass
do want the
boards,
files.
the keyboards.
Yes, please send them. Send it to me,
Okay,
please,
then
Rachel. Rachel is
show
coming
me
to
to
me,
me,
please.
please, Rachel. Send it to
Please,
me. Where is
Rachel.
it? TikTok?
He was,
Instagram?
you know what I love? That he was spotted in Ohio.
Show me. He was spotted in Ohio. Oh my God, Rachel. I think that is
What?
so fucking
What?
sickening. It's like, it's just one of those things that I will never forget. I feel like,
What?
show me to me,
Oh,
please.
that meme?
Like literally, again, like I know this is tired, but like on our deathbeds, the nurse is like, do you want to watch some MASH? The remake in 2050, and I'd be like, show me to me, please, Rachel. And it's like, they keep saying that, but my name's not Rachel. Show me to me, please.
Well, do you think they'll have memes in the future, won't they? Like,
Mama, the
how many
memes will be
people do you think,
injected directly into your eyeballs, bitch.
like how many people do you think, like, said some dumbass Shakespeare quote,
There's actually, you know what actually is gonna be?
on their deathbed?
Here's the thing.
You know,
Apple
like.
is gonna invent these goggles that you have to go in and they lock them on your face, and
And that's how they share music.
you see, well, like you see, like it's like the Vision Pro, but it looks more like normal glasses, and you can't take them off They're waterproof and they run on your nervous system. And they can pop up ads whenever they want, or like, you seem to be standing still. Here's the reel. And it's like, what's a what's let's guess what a reel in 2070 looks like.
It's on Pantivia. What's
Oh,
her
that's
name?
right.
Star
Welcome.
Aramis. Or
Welcome
I'm
to
obsessed with her.
Astrodotta, New York City, York New City.
She
Oh,
is
she's so fierce.
she was on that she's on that podcast with Meatball.
Oh, that's amazing. Meatball.
Meatball,
Meatloaf,
sorry, oops. She's
mama.
so funny.
I've never had meatloaf and I never will. So
Oh, I used to
you used to
never mind.
munch. Were you munch?
You thought I was silly, you?
I love the one where it's like they isolate her vocal and put her over like this other thing. It's like, you think I was feeling you? The dude is a munch. Little bit of a munch. But yeah, no, I think we should just forward to that girl because hers are incredible. It's like, well, where's the subway? In order for me to tell you where the subway is, you must insert 7 life tokens. And the woman's like, never mind, I'll
Oh,
find
it
my own way.
seems
It's
like
like,
you are out of
stop.
life tokens.
You are
Would you
out
like
of
to
life.
trade them for o oxygen tokens?
Exactly. It's like, would you like to sell your
Gain
arm?
three extra, gain three extra plasma for watching this ad for 30 seconds.
Right, but the
No
dongles will be
skipping.
like latched onto you. And then
Mama.
like, I know this is like, it sounds like, ooh, dystopian. We're in a dystopia. This is just an extension of that.
No, I think that they're just gonna like they're gonna do like Neuralink or whatever, or like glasses or whatever they do, and they're just gonna own that, you know, like so it'll be proprietary and they'll just control it from it. Like you won't have to go in to the like music library and you can put in the headphones and you can listen to it. What
Oh,
they'll do is they'll just like they'll own all the hardware
you own
so they can
everything.
control. They'll own all the hardware so that they can
I
like decide what you like if at any second they don't want you dealing with anything, they can just shut it down completely.
Well,
You
I'm
know,
moving
like
to the country that doesn't that has made Elon Musk
where they have
illegal.
jump drives still. South
I'm
Africa?
oh
He's
mama.
afraid of that country. We should go.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I think I want everything that he also this Doge stuff is so insane. They're just like illegally, by the way, being like, okay, no more Medicaid.
Yeah.
Literally
We
Medicaid.
knew that this was gonna happen, that they're
I know.
literally stripping like the administrative government and the social welfare state for parts
Yeah.
and dumping it in their bank accounts as quickly as they can. Like, I
Yeah.
don't advocate for prison, but like I just like can't think of another way to like stop people like this. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm an abolitionist, but if you're a billionaire, like you should be forced to go to the Mars penal colony.
Need to go
You
to
know,
the
like
you need to go to the Jeffree Star mica mine or whatever.
exactly.
The Jeffree Star
Bitch.
content mines.
I literally can't remember,
It's so funny, bitch.
but she's such a queen.
Yeah. You seem to have escaped.
But I think that like, okay, the problem with prisons is that it doesn't allow for any kind of justice. It is just for punishment, you know? And like we can see that by how arbitrary it is who gets locked
Yeah.
up in there. People who do crimes do not get punished in any way, even if we wanted to punish them. But like I do believe in rehabilitation. I don't believe in prison. But sometimes there are some people who are too harmful to society to live in it with full freedom.
Yeah. Well,
You
I would
know?
say abolish prisons, but I think we can keep jail around.
We should, I mean, I definitely abolish prisons. I feel like jail, again, it's used. It's like we don't use it on Elon Musk. What we need to do
Yeah, well.
is set all the billionaires afloat on the Pacific garbage patch and let them do. Oh, you're such a self-starter. You're such an inventor. Figure it out, you know?
You know what I'm
Be
gonna
a
do?
pioneer.
I'm gonna secretly usher Elon Ma into the United States, dress him up like what Elon has on that day, makeup,
Hire him.
give him a
Take
secret
out.
poison needle, the Gom Jabbar, and he's going to stab it into Trump's neck.
Okay, but how are you gonna switch him and Elon?
Well, Elon will be like going off on an errand to be retarded somewhere, and then I'll have my Elon Ma come in and be like, "I am back. I'll do the voice. I'm back early."
You'll just have him. He'll lip sync.
Oh, he's gonna lip sync for his life, mama. But anyway, I just want Trump to die so badly. And his health is not good, you know? He's on the doorstep of death. And unfortunately, they're pumping him with like every
I
possible
don't think that you'll
substance.
that you won't need the Gunja bar. You just need to scare him a little
Oh,
bit.
yeah, exactly. Like a firecracker or something. They're calling
I don't want to
the
be unhealthy,
Gom
but I do want to go to Dottie's really
Jabbar.
bad.
Mama, do it. Just get like a
But
couple.
I don't want to be a fatty.
Mama. Listen, in this day and age, there's nothing we can do except have a nice little treat.
You said there has to be no personal responsibility in here.
Mama, listen, we just made some art. This is personal responsibility.
No, but I wish that, like, I want to look. Okay, this. I'm going to get us back. I'm going to get us back on the plot.
We lost the plot. Where did it go? Do.
I
That's
want to
like,
look like Bayonetta. Because, like, when we're talking
yeah,
about the
bitch.
nails, like, I wish I were, like, a sexy assassin who had, like, poison-tipped, really sharp nails
Yeah,
and just,
bitch.
like, sing, kill people.
Like that bitch in holes.
Oh, her?
Yeah, her.
She is fierce.
I was composing a, I was working on a D&D campaign in my head last night before I fell asleep. And before I ate a bunch of sour gummy bears in the middle of the night and then threw up gummy bears onto my pillow.
Mom, are you okay there?
I'm fine. It was mostly
Did
choked
you clean
nails.
it up? Is it still there?
It was like foamy liquid. It wasn't really. Anyway.
Mother,
But
I'm
anyway,
scared. Get a
I was
CPAP.
like,
Go to the
"You
doctor.
go down to the Big Pony and then you make a little sound and get a COVID and learn where you're at. And from the beginning, that's why you're at the Big Pony and." You know what I mean?
Is that a real song, or is
I
that your
composed about that bitch.
parody? Is that your
Composed it.
parody of Big Buddy Club?
It's Pig Pony Club, yeah. But it's like Pony Renaissance. It's like
Like
D&D.
with a lute behind it.
Mama T. Also, I thought of this.
Forsooth thou art at the ping pony inn. And
Yes,
you'll
bitch, I
flower,
love you,
right?
bitch. You're the bard. But
If you compose it, I will sing it. If you make
Mama,
it,
we
he will
just did it,
come.
bitch. I will come. Do not come. I'm gonna come. That was like, it was worth it. It was all worth it for that, Mama. Mama. Soda.
What a bunch of losers.
Can I tell you
This will make
another idea I had for the
Father really not
D&D? Really
good.
I want the party of players to come into the Pink Pony Inn and be like, "Well, this is gay and stuff. This is great," and then they're gonna be ushered downstairs to play like a Catan, like sort of a map game, to like you know, and they're putting money on it or whatever because they need more money. And the person unfurls the map, and it's a map of the continent they're on. And each player is given a set of resources and you know, soldiers and stuff, figurines that roughly or directly represent the state of political affairs at that moment in the continent. And they play through the game, and there's a win condition or whatever, and it's like dramatic, and it's a game within a game. And then when someone wins, all the candles go out. They're in the cellar with the beer and stuff. All the candles go out. Whoosh, it's totally black. And then someone says, I cast produce flame. And they produce flame. And the game board is still in exactly the same way position it was in, but under a blanket of like a quarter inch of dust. And so they go out and they don't recognize this immediately, but what's happened is what they played on the game happened in real life, and then they were time skipped right to it. The
where is
consequences of the game they played on the board game they played as characters.
Damn.
Is that cool?
That is cool. I love that.
Anywho's, are you with the Dunet?
No, not yet. But so I want to be like a sexy assassin,
Yeah, mama.
like
Stacy.
Aeon Flux or
Oh,
Mesquite.
mama.
But you
What
can't get
about
that way eating donuts.
ScarJo Yummy Pop?
No, not her, not her.
So here's the thing, mama. Like, you know what sucks? Not being able to
What?
eat what you want to eat. Do you know what's easy? Not even
What?
having the urge to eat what you want to eat. That's why everyone's on fucking Ozempic Kena.
Or just
Semaglutide, I don't know.
Adderall.
Right, but it's like you when if you're not craving it hard, then not a big deal.
But I'm
But
not craving it hard.
I'm craving
Like, is
it.
the
Hey,
rule
listen.
to delay as much as you
The thing
can?
is, I'm craving, and I want to be satisfied because the rest of my life
I got
is gonna.
shoes.
I got
They're multipliers.
all I
Hello. Sorry, you can kill me.
You're good. I love you. No, but the thing
Let
is,
me
like,
try.
if we both wanted to be like Bayonetta, we'd have to get on the semi-glutide. That, or when we live together, we need to make salads, bitch. Do you know what I mean? We need to be like, remember when I lost like 50 pounds?
Yeah, but like, weren't we both like really like restricting calories?
Yes, but if we took freaking semaglutide, it would be the same thing. It's just with a drug. So, like, is that
No,
better or worse?
I'm not saying like it makes it more bearable and it makes it faster. So but like, I'm
Yes,
just saying
the
how
idea.
effective
If
is
you
just
want to be
eating
Bayonetta,
salads? You need to be.
if you want to be
Well,
Bayonetta, you're gonna have to reduce calories.
God, I can't do that.
Or
Okay, I'll
you
just be
can.
ugly. I'll
Or
just
you can
be
be a,
ugly.
or you can be a psycho workout bitch and be like, I lift for 3 hours a day and then I run 10 miles, like your brother. Like, no.
My legs hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry, mama.
But I haven't been walking that much.
Maybe from the
Don't know. Maybe the shoes are
Do you
uncomfortable.
ever fuck standing up?
I do. I've been done too.
I like to take a sample.
Is it open?
Oh, mama, this
Okay.
roommate situation, I feel so much better now that it's
Hi, how are
sorted
you
out.
doing? I'm doing well. Can I get an iced caramel mocha
Yes,
with,
bitch.
and is that just one size? And then I'll get
Oat milk.
two donuts.
Don't forget the oat milk on your drink. Not milk.
What's in the emo bracelet? If you
Is it like candy?
Can I get that?
Make sure that your drink has oat milk in it.
Mama, I know.
Oh,
And then can I
yeah.
also just get a cinnamon sugar?
Oh, mama, that's good. Oh, it's a vegan donut. Oh, it's a vegan place. That's right. Obviously. Sorry, I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. You should kill
Actually,
me.
also, could I also get the cookie donut?
Yes, bitch. Get into it, honey.
Okay. Thank you.
Have you ever put your mouth on a soft serve machine and pulled the lever and then opened your throat and then filled your stomach with ice cream and it's so cold that it hurts that you have to go to the hospital and they pump it out, and when it pumps out,
Congrats,
it's not
thanks.
good, so you drink it and then. Sorry.
Can you stop, Mama?
I don't know why
I'm like
I'm going
literally
off.
in a horde.
What? Can they hear me?
Yeah, or speaker.
On speaker?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding,
Okay,
obviously.
honey. Mama, we need to go to Maine, bitch.
Did you need to go to
I
Mexico?
wanna go to Maine. Did you know there's a pocket in my pants for condoms? And when I go out to drink, I give someone a condom, then I give another person a condom, then I walk out of the bar, and then I walk to the bus stop, and then I get on the bus, and then I drive the bus because the bus driver has passed out because of anemia, and then I drive the bus across the river, and then I park it in some weird parking lot, and then everyone gets off with me, and we go to the local bank, and we smash the windows, and we take the money from the bank, and then we leave Philadelphia forever on a new bus that we have hotwired from the FlixBus, and then we get to the border, but we don't stop for the guard. We just drive
Thank you
right
so
through,
much.
and then. Do you want me to keep going?
No, I'm kidding. Thank you, though.
No.
You're really riffing there.
Was reefing. I was at Mama. I'm reefer and I'm reefing. Mama, when we have a studio set up, Mama, we're gonna be fucking ripping.
Gonna be jamming. So, should we get back to sex?
Back to life. Back to reality.
Wait, I have one more thing about the Bayonetta thing.
Please tell me.
I think that they're also like I see people my size and your size.
I worry that if I tried to look like her, I would just look like Peter Griffin dressed up as Bayonetta. You know what I mean?
But isn't that kind of cunty?
It
Like,
is cut to you.
whatever Peter Griffin does drag, it works.
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm dying. Oh, I'm fine. I'm alive.
Tap your chest. That, Mama, that was me in the
But,
middle of the night last night with the gummy bears.
no,
Literally
oh God.
choking. Like, this body needs to get a grip.
But like, I see other people with our body. Like, I think that there is like at least for me, a mental block.
You know, that's funny because I see
I
dead
think that's
people.
part of that. But I also think that people who do the Bayonetta look when they're not completely thin, like you have to do it flawlessly, and your grooming has to be flawless.
Oh,
Like,
mama, the edge is laid like a
when you're
girdle on.
skinny, like you have to, your
Yes,
makeup has to be
I
perfect and
agree,
dewy.
and
But
I
like when you're
hate.
skinny, you can just like,
Like,
you can just kind of put anything on, and it's like a cute look.
when I wear
But
my
like.
dog collar with the bluey dog tags, I look like a menace. If a skinny person did that, they'd be, oh, so cute.
Yeah, exactly.
It
Well, but
definitely
if
is too
your
tall, obviously.
grooming was
Right, but if
perfect,
I was kind of
you
like,
can
yeah, my
get a,
hair
like.
wasn't, you know, matted like a bird's nest, like a squirrel's nest.
Yeah. And like, perfectly shaved, makeup, like, if you looked perfectly feminine,
That
you
takes
could
a
probably get
lot
away
of
with it.
work, though.
Exactly. Well, because the rules for, like, femininity are different. When you're fat, like if that's just like
If you're
they
skinny,
may if there's just more, you know, like
you can literally, and we've said this before, wear a trash bag, show your tummy, and people will applaud and stand up and applaud.
and also like I will
No
say that
offense.
like no because like and I also like this is how I know that like pretty privilege is like not a real like that is not what it is. It's desirability politics because like someone with my body like shape
I've got
where like I think of myself as fat But like, obviously it's a spectrum. I can get away with certain things, but not everything. You know, like that it really just like people like tailor it to your desirability. You know, like, and it's something that you learn implicitly with the body that you inhabit, like kind of what is acceptable, and also by looking at other people's bodies.
And how you feel is a reflection of how society feels.
Exactly.
Can I say that you said something about pretty privilege?
Yeah.
I have Betty
Like,
privilege. I get to see Betty Boop in my dreams.
oh, that's sweet. And
She
I do,
sits
like, obviously, pretty people are treated better, but more, I think it's that pretty people are treated the way everyone is treated. And if you, like, if you fall lower than conventionally attractive
the
on the politics of desirability scale or
the
whatever, like, you
honestly
better have some other kind of power to be able to back it up, you know?
Amer the United States does have a I don't want to like use the wrong terminology, but like caste system.
I would call it a class system
Yeah, class just doesn't
because.
feel quite right because like there are successful fat actors and comedians and stuff who people hate.
Yes. Well,
Do you remember what happened to
like,
freaking No-No Nanette?
Leah Dunham?
No, Nanette.
Oh, Hannah Gadsby?
Yeah.
Hannah Gadsby.
Hitting gives me. People bullied her into extinction.
Yeah, but like she was also like non-binary lesbian, so like, you know, like she's like like I guess what I like it's like I just say class, understanding that it's not class just in terms of like wealth, but like social class.
Yeah, social class.
Because I guess like caste feels a little too inflexible, and it for me has it like it's obviously
Yeah, started
tied
from the
to
bottom, now we're
casteism
here.
in
Not to quote the
like
Repo Man, started from the bottom, now the whole thing's fucking here. And that sort of like narrative is part of like the American dream sort of idea. But
yeah
it's
well and
just
the
less,
people
it's you're
move.
less, you're less, it's there's less flexibility with it in general than people
There's, oh
like to
yeah,
imagine.
obviously there. It's not very flexible, but I think people do flex within certain roles, you know,
Yeah, I get
like because like the people like everyone, like I guess like what I would say is that like you can kind of get down to how different people's lives are impacted by their proximity to wealth in different ways. Like if you're a working class person who works in and like an industry that puts you in contact with wealthy people a lot, your experience is going to be different than a person, a working class person who is like works in a position that like keeps you apart from wealthy people, you know? Like so like and I guess I just say class because it's like well like I think of class as in like a class of objects, like as in a type.
Oh, yeah, type.
You know, I'm not thinking class as in like middle, upper, lower. Also like
It's crazy also
this it
how
also
like
like
how certain things can like sort of spell instability or like class like in certain different types of class like severe reduction, right? Like
yeah.
if you can't work good luck. If you're
Well,
trans, good luck. If you're if
well, and
you know
also
if
geographically, like the wildfires, for instance,
yeah.
like they're, it's not indiscriminate. Obviously, there's many wealthy people who are going to be fine, but there will be people who had been comfortable and had and will now be ruined.
Yeah.
You know,
Especially
that
since the
like,
insurance companies redacted their contract with fire insurance. That's like, it's like, couldn't be any more
It's
evil.
evil.
But like, it's,
But
yeah, you
like,
get shifted around. Like, I mean, on paper, I feel like I was on this trajectory. And then, I don't know.
But like, would you
Meant
feel
to,
the
it
same
was.
way if we lived together? Would you like you like that doesn't negate what you're experiencing now or your like economic status?
Right.
But I do also think that, well, I guess I would, I think it could, like, it could improve your life, you know, like, 'cause, like, I don't know, I think of myself as someone, like, definitely I had a setup for being, like, if I had played my cards right and had the right personality, like you can go from like professor's child to like being solidly upper class.
Yeah.
You know?
I was also thinking, like, I mentioned the trans thing. It's like, out of all of the people that I'm close to or have been close to who are trans, including myself, have had, if not one, multiple bouts of housing insecurity, which means homeless.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's more severe, I feel like, than people generally understand.
Yeah.
Which is frustrating because I feel like cis straight people are like, what do you mean? You have a job. Why don't you just get an apartment or whatever? It's like, I don't think you understand the safety concerns, class concerns, the affordability,
The physical pain on like your body.
body
I
pain,
mean,
mental
that's like
pain,
the
social
thing
pain.
that I think a
If you
lot
move
of
in with
people
someone and they
don't
start misgendering you, it's like, well, I guess I'll just leave. But except I
just kill
won't because I don't
myself.
have a place to stay.
Yeah. I mean, like, I also think that most people who are not disabled or chronically ill, and I say this as someone, I don't think of myself as disabled or chronically ill, even though I deal with mental illness, but I will say that I cannot imagine like what people with disability have to deal with. You know, like even something like kind of general like ASD diagnosis, like I think that people underestimate like other people's strength and resilience. You know,
Yeah.
you're like, oh, these people can't even function without their headphones. It's like if you had to experience things like
Yeah.
autistic people
Yeah.
did, you would also freak out. You know, like,
I agree.
and also, just because you can deal with something doesn't mean other people can't.
Right, and
Not you as in you, but.
just because someone has specifically selected and practiced skills that they may not even be able to name that allow them to move forward in like a haze of misery and successfully like finish whatever task. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when I was in high school and I was, ooh mama, it was bad. I like lay in bed for a couple weeks, like when I wasn't going to school and practice and stuff. And then my mother was like, I think you might have some depression. I shot up in bed and I said, nope. And I went directly downstairs and wrote my entire research paper. It was like I dissociated. That's one of the skills, right?
Yeah.
But like other people may not have been able to, or they have other skills, or they're not able to dissociate, or they're dissociating all the time. And so
Or
like,
they don't want to,
so it's like,
you
oh,
know?
like what, this person can't even leave the room and like you seem fine. And it's like, I
The levels of practice that I have put in so that I can appear fine to you right now is astronomical. And that's what's frustrating with invisible disabilities too, because people would be like, well, you seem fine. And it's like,
Well, you don't know my life.
you don't know my life.
I mean,
What is my
it feels
life?
stupid to say that, but it's like literally like,
You don't know what I've been through.
yeah, exactly.
Bye, Vicky. But I, and then there's the thing where I feel guilty. I whatever. This person could really use this tuition or whatever. But then I have to remember that like there is abundance, and what is happening is people who are rich want every last drop, and they only let the dregs drip through just so their workforce doesn't actually starve.
Well, they need to, they rely on like being as greedy as possible. It's actually a great strategy to make sure that everyone else acts as greedy as you, even with fewer things. Like if everyone sets their greed to maximum, because like it turn like if like it'll make sure that everyone's fighting amongst each other and not focusing on you if you're hoarding all the resources.
Like, you'll talk to someone who's like probably theoretically makes as much or a little bit more than you, and then you say something like, "Well, I'm not gonna pay my taxes this year because I need money," and they'll be like, "Well, why would you do that? That's gonna totally screw you over." And it's like, "Well, actually, I'm taking that money and putting it into electrolysis because if I don't, I will want to die." You know what I mean? And then they're, "Well, you should do that through the insurance." And it's like, good fucking luck getting like Medicare, Medicaid to actually do something.
I would love to see
Especially
it.
since I would like to see it, especially since Medicaid has been, their budget's been cut by exactly their budget. Or
Yeah.
they want to cut it rather. I don't know what's
By
happening.
Elon Musk, because
My Elon Musk.
he
Yeah,
knows
I,
it's best.
now that's a man that I already talked about early in the episode. So.
I guess the other, should we return to sex briefly?
Let us return to sex briefly.
Qu'est-ce que tu dis,
Would
sex?
you like to feel good about sex all the time?
Yeah, I would like to.
That, I think is a good goal. The masturbation question, I also would like to feel good about it, but like I said, sometimes I just drift off and I'm like, that was good. And sometimes I'm like, oh, Marcela.
Oh, I'm fully okay. Not feeling good about sex and masturbation fully. You know, like I'm like it's gonna be what it's gonna be, is
Do you
my
think if
deal.
you changed the your sort of like selection method with men that it would be a difference?
I think that I could optimize it, but and I think I could work on myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's complicated though, you know.
I want to make a show that is going to be terrible and it's going to like crash where I'm the quote matchmaker and I just help gay men with their Grindr profiles and see who they can connect with. And then we do it in a set where there's like a bedroom and has a camera. And there's like, would you not hook up? Please go ahead and use our lovely suite. You can simply close the door and lock it and get it on. And then we won't be watching. And then, it's awful. But, or maybe it's not awful. I just was thinking TV would be pretty awful. Like there's other shows, but that doesn't have to do with that kind of content. There's other shows where people are filmed surreptitiously. But anyway,
What? Huh?
surreptitiously.
No, but sorry.
Oh, you're not listening? That's fine. So. Is there another thing that would help you feel better? Like, I mean, your body maybe, but people seem to really like it.
I feel like, I feel like If I could find someone I felt like I really aligned with sexually, I'd feel better.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I
But I
also
feel
want
like I
that, you
haven't.
know? That sounds good. And that's hard to find, I think. It's hard to
Yeah.
find because, like, I kind of, oh, this is what I was thinking about the other day, and I was like, this is tricky. The specific things that, here's my problem with it. The specific things that I currently like and would like to, you know, continue to do or maybe with someone else are so specific. Like, it's not just, oh, this kink, oh, this part of the kink, this part of the kink. It's like down to the most specific thing where I have to be like, okay, so I like this, but not in this way. And then maybe also in this way sometimes, but not really. But I don't want this, see that. And also, I need this and that and this. But they can't be all together. They have to be separate. Like, I don't know what to do, except I think what I might try to do is when I'm connecting with people who are in the community or whatever, I'll send like furry porn of what I like or what I would like to do. And if they vibe, then we vibe. But
Yeah, I
it just feels
mean,
so
that would be
hard
better
because
for
then
me too.
I connect with the ABO people and, you know, it's a fine line between like, oh, so how'd you know, get into it? Or do you like it? Or like, you know, what parts of it do you like? And being like, are you wet? Are you wet, soggy wet?
Are you wet,
Are you
soggy
soggy,
wet?
gross little wet dog? And I'm like, will you fuck off, please? Like, no RP. Mamba the RP, serious, serious business. Like, yeah, I think that having sex with someone who's kind of not just meets your needs, which I think is good, but also has that also interest, I think that's especially, I think that would be healing.
Yeah. But
It's tricky though,
I don't even
because
feel on I don't feel very comfortable even being totally honest for what I want with, like,
gotcha.
I've not felt like that even in relationships.
Yeah. Like, well, you want someone who
But I
loves
not
you to
that
fuck
it's
you,
their
right?
fault.
That's tricky.
Well, I don't it doesn't need to be that. It doesn't need to be someone who loves me.
Okay.
Like
Okay.
But like part of it is just me. I need to be better about
Even better, man, stronger, man,
what I want. Women just need to say what they want.
women designing women, women designing women.
I think that, yeah, I think it's the best thing you can do for your sex life is be honest about the things that you want with the people.
I know, I agree, but then you see that one guy and you're like, ooh, spicy. I don't know why spicy, but like, ooh,
Spicy
smexy.
meatballs.
And the person's like, I want to fuck your face. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's like fine. And I'm into it, but
I like
it's
that.
not my main thing, but you're hot. So I'm going to do it.
I'm
But
gonna
that
let it
feels weird.
let
'Cause then like, you know, that guy who was at like the porn convention will be like, I want to fuck your face. And he'll be like, no. And it's like, that's very aesthetic. 'Cause like the porn convention guy could be like sweet and you know kind of like smart and clever, and then the hot guy could be like you know the dumbest brick that's ever existed.
Yeah, but the chance is that both of I don't know,
They
it's
might
like
both be
when
bad, you know.
they're both probably gonna be like selfish and not think about you
That's right, Mama. The
for
way you
during
cut that,
sex.
the way you cut that breast, Mama. That was so devious. That was so diabolical, Mama.
I
How do you
hate
even have
that. I hate
sex,
it.
Jordan?
I love you.
Love you too. We're
You,
no, I'm gonna
you're
have.
pretty.
Do you wanna?
Okay, we should end then.
Let's. I'm gonna stop recording, but then let's talk after a little bit. Okay,
Okay.
I'll post it today. Bye.
Well, I wanna watch one. Bye.
One piece.
One Piece. I wanna watch One Piece.
One piece. Bye.